Continuing our discussion concerning why are there so many churches in the world today, you know, some might ask a more specific question. Isn't the Church of Christ just another denomination among all those others? Well, the simple answer is, no, we are not. Instead, we are striving to be the pre-denominational church that can be identified in the pages of the New Testament. So let's look at how and why. You know, first, it is possible that a few aspects of our historical roots could have added to the confusion about why some people think the Church of Christ is just another denomination. And that's because a few of our early leaders were men who came out of a denominational background. They were preachers such as James O'Kelly and Abner Jones and Thomas Campbell, who had rejected the religious creeds and doctrines of those religious institutions to which they had belonged. Some view this departure as constituting yet another denomination. However, these men simply wanted to return to the Bible as the sole authority over the church and not start a new one. Their intent was to follow only the Scriptures and the example of Jesus' church in order to restore it in the same manner. Now, this ideology led to two simultaneous movements, one of Barton Stone and the other of Alexander Campbell. And the two eventually merged and called themselves Christians Only. Concerning religious authority, they determined to speak only where the Bible speaks and to be silent where the Bible is silent. And with that understanding, the Church of Christ has continued striving to replicate the original church in the Bible. Now, secondly, we've often been called Campbellites, which implies that we are a denomination because we follow Alexander Campbell's doctrine, just as the Lutherans might follow Martin Luther's doctrine. However, Campbell and many other restorationists such as Raccoon John Smith and Walter Scott and Jacob Creath, J.W. McGarvey and Moses Lard and David Lipscomb all rejected any man-made denominational doctrine and simply held the belief that Christianity should be restored to that which was known and practiced in the early apostolic church. While denominationalism is a distorted facsimile of the first century church, restorationists were searching for a purer and more ancient form of the religion, the one that's only found in the New Testament. And with this as their theological foundation, the simple, true doctrine of the apostles became the pattern for the modern church. Thirdly, we must remember that centuries of religious confusion had to be unraveled in order to get everyone back to the truth of the Bible. And this took a lot of time and effort and teaching. So just like those ancient Bereans of Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the restorationists searched the Scriptures to discern all matters of religion. They concluded that the only creed found within the early church was Jesus Christ Himself. Thus, the quest for restoration has continued now for almost 200 years, with every aspect of doctrine being scrutinized and compared with the Bible to bring us back to the original. And this is based on the principle of test all things and adhering to 1 Peter 4, verse 11, that says, "If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God." It's why we use the name that we use, because it's found in Romans 16, verse 16. It's why we have no headquarters anywhere on earth, because Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this earth," John 18, verse 36. And it's why we don't use musical instruments in worship, because of passages like Ephesians 5, verse 19, and Colossians 3, verse 16, that speak only of singing. And that implies there is no authority to do otherwise. It's why we have a plurality of elders as our leadership and not a singular pastor over the congregation, just like the examples we see in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3. It is why we believe salvation comes after baptism and not before, because of passages like Mark 16, 16, and Acts 22, verse 16, and 2 Peter 3, verse 21. It's why we place Jesus as the only head of the church and no one else, just like it says in Ephesians 1, verse 21 through 23, and Colossians 1, 18. Now, did you happen to notice that everything we just listed is supported and justified by Scripture? You see, it's that simple principle that any religious element that is not supported by a book, chapter, and verse approach should be rejected. And that's why the Church of Christ is not a denomination.